Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you're starting your 25th year. I'm going to stereotype here a bunch, but I'm guessing the first 18 to 20 were about the same, and certainly the last 5, 6, 7 have been a lot of change. What's 25 mean to you?
Just a number, Schultz, because it goes fast. It really does go fast. But there's a lot of changes within those 25 years, and I'm not necessarily saying it's been the last 5. There's just a lot of changes, and you've seen a lot. You know, you've seen the game grow. You've seen the game change. You know, a lot of different reasons it's changed. I don't care if it's expansion, you know, league realignment, rule changes, just a lot of things, Schultz.
You've obviously had a lot of players come through in 25 years. It's a lot of memories. That's a lot of relationships, and that's what coaching is, isn't it? All relationship based.
Absolutely. It was interesting yesterday. I got a text wishing me luck on the season, and from a guy that I, you know, my first year as a head coach was on our team, and I just said, it seemed like yesterday I was trying to recruit you, and you kept saying no, and then finally we got you, and then he obviously answered back about, you know, a few hours later and said, I'm glad I made that decision, and that's what kind of makes it all worthwhile.
70th season for the program. What does 70 mean to you?
No, that's it's a big number, and I didn't realize it was 70 years either, Schultz. I should probably get on social media more. But it's a big number, and you know, we've had a great history of hockey here at Bemidji State, and I don't care if it's, you know, through the days of outdoor rinks to the John Glass Fieldhouse to the Sanford Center, and you know, whether it's Vic Weber or Coach, to me, it's just been a lot of different people and you know, a lot of different places, and it's, you know, a lot of different leagues, a lot of different divisions.
We'll get to, you know, the individuals, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. But do you ever think you'd build a roster quite like this one is made up of?
No, it's crazy when you think about it, Schultz. But it's also an exciting time. We're doing things a little different. You know, we're tweaking our mousetrap. We're adjusting to the new normal in college hockey. So now let's just see how it plays out.
You meaning the program, has always been able to look big picture and figure out ways to, and I'm not saying you're doing anything that against the rules, but you've gotten guys eligible in the clearinghouse that other programs didn't think that they would be. That comes with knowing the rule book. That comes with knowing how to get guys eligible. And you were one of the first one to say, all right, let's bring some guys that have pro experience back to college. What was that like as a staff of saying this is what we're going to do, and how'd you know it was even legal to do it?
Well, it was calculated, and we made some calculated decisions this summer, and I think that's, if you really want to take a look at things over the years, that's what it is. You have to think outside the box. If you want to be good, you got to think outside the box, and you're going to take some chances, and sometimes those chances are going to backfire as well, Schultz. But you have to keep doing it. It's like a business, and you know, your business might be status quo, but how are you going to elevate your business? How is your business going to make more money? And sometimes, again, you roll the dice. Sometimes you take chances, and it sometimes can mean that it might take 2 steps back before it takes 3 or 4 steps forward. So we understand those things, but you have to go through it. If you want to get to the places where you want to get to, and from that, from this summer, the professional players that we brought in, it was calculated, like I said, and, we recognized that there was a couple teams that had players eligible in the East Coast Hockey League. We understood the rules of the NCAA that you can sign a professional contract. They made that perfectly clear last November of 2024. And, so just, you know, if you sign a pro contract, you can still play. You know, the caveat there was you can't make more than actual necessary expenses. But we saw that, you know, Omaha, for example, Augustana had some players that played in the East Coast League a good half a year. So we said, why not try and get Connor McLennan eligible? And we rolled the dice and, you know, told Connor, really, I mean, it wasn't risky. We just go through the eligibility center. So he did, and it took some time, and but eventually Connor was eligible, and I calculated, you know, that was that calculated decision, you know, was the right decision. And then Wentz was looking at a kid from Israel who played in the pro basketball league in Israel, and I think he played 2 years and made very good money. And Wentz goes, my gosh, this kid just got eligible at the University of Tennessee basketball. And that's when we just said, why aren't we talking to you know, Hudson Thornton, because we knew Hudson well, and we recruited Hudson, you know, obviously, you know, back in the day. So we called Hudson. He goes, I'll go through the eligibility center. He did all the paperwork, and that he seamlessly went through. So if we weren't looking at that, if Wince wasn't looking at that kid, you know, from the Israeli Pro League, who knows if Hudson would ever be here. But, you know, but we made some calculated choices right there, and it worked out.
There's no doubt that bringing in a guy who's been in a pro league for any amount of time, major junior kid, some Canadian university kids, it brings a different dynamic. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or whatever. It's a different dynamic to that locker room. How much did that weigh on your factor of who you're bringing in from all of these outside entities that they're still going to be a fit inside that room?
You can't. It's not where they come from, what league they played in. It's what kind of kids they are, what kind of people they are. The locker room is about people. It's not about, did you play in the BC Junior League, the Saskatchewan Junior League, the Western Hockey League, the East Coast Hockey League? It has nothing to do with the league you're in. It's about the character of the person and the people inside the room. And those guys are high-character people. So, no, I mean, we knew what we were doing. We've done our homework. And, no, they're great fits. And they're perfect. All they are is people.
More with Coach Sartori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Sartori. Tom, this is, you know, the first couple of days that you're able to fully practice. You know, you're allowed an hour a week or so on the ice once school starts, but you're playing right away. Is this the proverbial case of you're more concerned about what you guys are doing and don't really care what Alaska Anchorage is going to be doing this weekend?
Right. It's you're pretty much right there, Schultz. We haven't even watched any video on Anchorage. We haven't, you know, prepped on Anchorage. And again, you kind of alluded to this a little bit ago. I mean, we have 10 new faces. We've got guys from all these different leagues, and we just are trying to mesh the best we possibly can right now, and that's all we're worried about.
How important is that captain group, that leadership group of being the coach inside that locker room so that a lot of learning can happen away from inside the rink?
It's always critical. You know, I always say, again, you know, they're responsible for the meeting after the meeting. So what they say, what they do, their actions, that's very important. Everybody's looking at those guys, and you know, they're looking at them for leadership, for guidance, for all those types of things. So they are an extension of the coaching staff, but they're also peers to those other guys in the locker room.
I'll be honest with you, I never thought I'd be back to Anchorage with the Beavs. How did this weekend come about?
To be honest with you, I wanted to come back here. And I just, it's always been a great trip, and I love Anchorage. And the ability of coming here in early October was a no-brainer. And I called Matt Shasby a couple of years ago and just said, hey, we'd love to play you. And, but if we do, I'd love to come in October. And the weather's good. It's a great trip, you know, one of the first couple of weekends of the year for the players. And, no, and Matt made it work, and I'm really excited to be up here.
You put on the green and white auction and the Galen Eagle auction, some trips with the Beavs. You got a bunch of fans that have come with on this trip. How important is that to kind of let them under the hood a little bit and see what life on the road is like?
I think it's cool. And, you know, the Quids have been on these trips before with us, Patrick and Henry, and Rick and Sue Black are making their first trip with us. And it's good that they see what Beaver hockey is, really. And you hit it under the hood. And, you know, they're with us at the Thursday dinner. They're with our guys on the plane. They're with them in the airport. They chat with them. They get to know our guys a little differently. It's, you know, even more than just a spaghetti dinner where they're at a table of nine. They're seeing these guys in the lobby. Our guys are recognizing them. They know their first name. So it's a cool deal. And we've got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of parents on this trip as well. I mean, I think we have 48 tickets we're using, and I think we have 13, 14 different sets of parents. So that's half the team. And we've got fans. We've had fans here as well, like Rick and Sue and Henry and Patrick. And we got, you know, Tim Donlinger and Susan came. So it's great to have, obviously, fans up here is what I'm getting at.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Sartori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.